Ladies and gentlemen, how are you doing? It's your motherfucking boy, Gamero, the Pharaoh, the poor man's Robert De Niro. You know what I'm talking about, bald version, but still beautiful. I'm also very ecstatic to interview the people that I'm about to interview today. This is a first for Midnight in Miami. Excuse my Bell's palsy lisp. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have to put up with that for a couple more months until my damn nerves reach my damn half face again. But, you know, it's a solo episode. Gotta love the solo episodes. It feels like a damn hour-long monologue. And, I mean, who doesn't love not having to put up with Christian's pickleball bullshit? You know what I'm saying? Shout out Christian. But today, I get the opportunity to interview four, count them again, four. It was supposed to be three, but I talked my way into four. Interviews from the cast of Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. We have Maria Bakalova. I'm an idiot, bro. But you know what? That's how you know this real, because I'm not going to edit that. It's Maria Bakalova. And that interview was, all of them were really remarkable. I'm not going to lie. But it was a good time. I got Myhala Harold, you know what I'm saying? And we got Rachel Sennett, you know? It doesn't matter if I get them wrong now, because I got them right in the interview. And your boy was what? Shitting bricks. Holla at your boy. And we also have, you know what I'm saying? Amandla Stenberg. You know, good Lord, I'm so glad I didn't mess up those names during the interview. So this is a little pre-show, a little before the episode, you know, to get you right. But in real time, I had done it after the fact. So here we go. Before we get to the interviews, to the episodes, to all that good stuff, big shout out, Michelle Mena, for helping coordinate that. Big shouts. So thank you for that. That's a real one. Thank you for the opportunity. And yeah. What else is there to say? You know, we have Funky slide through last week. It's a good time. Good time, man. It's got a lot of tattoos. And this week we out here doing Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. You see a poster right there. Boom. You see it on the screen. Hopefully you're on YouTube. Because future me, future Juan Gamero, hates podcast. Juan Gamero, I'll tell you that. Because I'll be like, there's a poster on the screen. And then when I'm editing, I'm like, you're a fucking asshole. You know, so fuck you, Juan. What's it called? What else? We out here. We live in the dream. You know what I'm saying? Making shit happen. I'm out here grinding it on eBay. You know what I'm saying? Selling your most beautiful vintage items on eBay. Head out to Active Boy 2009 on eBay. And you see a plethora of items there for an expensive price. So shop around, boy. What else? I got the opportunity to watch the film myself, Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. And man, look, I'll be honest. I love anything that A24 puts out. A24 just puts in work, boy. They put in work. You know what I'm saying? They ain't fucking around. But they're out here. They're doing God's work. God's job. God's work. Something like that. It's honest work. It's good work. So shout out A24, you know what I'm saying? If you need a podcast host with stress levels like a motherfucker, holla at your boy. That's Bell's palsy. What else? You know, going into this, I was a little nervous, you know what I'm saying? A little nervous. That's French. I don't like the French, bro. That's all I'm going to say, bro. I'm from Argentina. We don't forget, bro. But, you know, I was a little nervous, you know what I'm saying? Cause we got Hollywood A-listers, you know, talking about premieres, talking about movies, talking about all this. And I'm like, man, let's do this. Sometimes you got to hype yourself up. Sometimes you got to put on the latest Travis McCoy album, Never Slept Better. Big shout to Travis McCoy. God, that's a good album. Good Lord, that's a good album. Put that album on. Listen to it from start to finish. Listen to that shit. Got bars on bars. It's got medley. It's got damn. It's got a damn waltz in there. It's got yodeling. It's got a little something for everybody, you know. So shout out Travis McCoy. Sometimes you gotta put that on and get yourself hype, you know. And that's what happened today. Got my little mate. You know what I'm saying? Shout out mate. If you see it in a Ziploc bag, it looks like a little. It looks like a shake. And I'm not talking about no shake and bake. I'm talking about that shake as in a marijuana reference. Shake, for those who have been uninitiated, is the clippings, the small residue of marijuana leaf that falls onto the ground when you're doing trimmings. That's shake. Because when you shake the plant, something's going to fall off. And that's basically grinded marijuana. And you can buy it, you know, it's normally used for edibles purposes. Or like to smoke if you're, you know what I'm saying, a little tight. And that's what mate looks like, in case you didn't know. God, who let me do a solo episode? That's right, me. But that's about it, you know. Sometimes you just gotta go on a little tangent, sometimes you gotta, you know, vine swing from tangent to tangent, look like Tarzan, you know what I'm saying? Just tangent to tangent. And that's what a solo episode is, you know, it's just letting your mind run wild before you interview four Hollywood celebrities. I wanna shout out, in no particular order, you know what I'm saying, Maria Bakalova. Got that name right, boy. Oof, got that name wrong. All right. I want to shout out Amanda Stanberg. I'm committing to it. I want to shout out my Hala Harold. And I want to shout out Rachel Sennett. Talented women in the film industry, in the acting industry, in the theater industry. You know what I'm saying? Shouts the theatrical actors. My Hala, what I do. I see that background. I see it on the screen. And I just, I appreciate every single one of you for taking the time out to kick it with Midnight in Miami. Hopefully we get a in-person episode at some point, you know, you ain't gonna see their faces, you know what I'm saying? But you're gonna see mine. You're gonna see half of mine, you know, cause the other half is kind of on vacation though right now. They're doing a little staycation. They're just playing PS5 at the crib. That's more the side of the face, you know, and that's Bell's Palsy comedy. I should start a comedic career based off Bell's Palsy jokes alone, bro, because that's a niche. You got to find your niche, and then you got to get in that hole, like the crevice of your niche. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, the cast of Bodies. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you? My name is Juan Gamero from Midnight in Miami. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
I am also very ecstatic to be able to kick it with you today. Thank you for joining us today. How are you?
Doing very good. Doing very good. We just had our premiere last night, so we're hyped.
How did that go? Tell me a little bit about that.
It was cool. I mean, there were some technical difficulties. It took place outside in Brooklyn.
Okay.
I think there were maybe like 400 people or something like that. And speakers kept blowing out.
Are you serious?
They couldn't support the bass of the story. Yeah.
Oh my God.
That was kind of frustrating.
Oh my
but
God.
There is like this general consensus that people kind of thought that it was like a creative choice.
Who doesn't love a good creative choice? You know, everybody has to make a choice. You know what I'm saying? You guys made it.
Yeah. We're like, wow. And then the dead silence at moments was quite effective. And we were like, you know what? We're going to lead into this.
Oh my God. I did want to ask you, you know, this movie is kind of considered a comedic horror comedy, whatever the case. What would you describe it as? Would you describe it as a horror film with comedic undertones, a comedy film with horror undertones, or do you think that it does a good job in kind of like playing that fine line and doing 50-50?
Yeah, hopefully it does a good job and 50-50s it, but I like to lead with it as a satire.
Ooh, okay. As a satire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I do think, like, I think everything about it is deeply satirical. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, very true, very true. What was it that most kind of, like, drew you to the script when you first read it?
I just felt like the writer, Sarah Dunlap, had painted this really accurate and satirical depiction of my generation.
Very true, very true. What would you say, out of the entire cast, who would you say is most like their character and least like their character?
Well, I think we've all kind of, as we've gotten to know Myhala deeply, we've all agreed that she's most like her character. You know, she's like, she's strong-willed. She's like, very logic-based. Like if something's going down, she's the person you could actually rely on.
Okay.
So yeah, Myhala definitely shares that with her character.
Okay, and who would you say is kind of the least like them?
Probably Maria.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Maria really transformed into her character, and it was so cool to see.
Oh man, it was truly an enjoyable experience from the audience perspective. I got a chance to watch it a couple days ago in one of the screeners, and wow, I just want to commend you. Phenomenal, phenomenal work.
Thanks.
Of course. What would you say was the most challenging scene for you to film and why?
The most challenging scene to film, I mean, honestly, just on a technical level, the scenes that were outside, those were hard. Because the thing about film rain is it's not normal rain. It's rain that is like 3 to 4 times thicker and fatter so that I can read on the camera. So when we were running through that rain, and running through the wind turbines.
Oh my God. And I also heard sorry, go ahead.
No, those are elements that don't read on camera unless you force them to read on camera. You know, it's not like snow where it's like it's so visible and, you know, palatable. Like, no. That's something that you have to make sure is seen and heard and felt, and we felt it. That is faux show.
Oh my God. I also heard from a little bird that there was actually an actual legit hurricane warning at some point. Like, tell me a little bit about that. What happened?
Yeah. There was this one night where I'm like still like in my memory trying to process this. It was like, I don't know exactly, was it a tornado? Was it a hurricane?
Oh,
like,
my God.
But I think it was an actual hurricane warning that came across all of upstate New York. And we were told to hide in the basement.
Talk about art. What is it? Life imitating art?
For real.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And it got super meta and strange.
My
kind of
God.
Huddled down there together, like, oh, we actually are trapped here now. It was one of those sets that felt alive in that way.
Oh my God. What was your initial reaction without giving too much away? What was your initial reaction when you read the script in its entirety? Because at least from the audience's perspective, there's a lot of times that I feel like you think the script is going somewhere and then it just like swerve, you know what I'm saying? It just goes the complete other way. Did you have that same experience when you first read it?
Totally. Yeah, that's what kept me like totally entranced with the script, was that I had no clue where it was going.
Right.
And I could not anticipate who the killer was. I could not anticipate the ending. And like the ending, I think, is kind of just like a huge slap in the face and a joke.
right. Yes. I mean, so there's so many things you can kind of like dissect it and view it as a commentary, and so many, there's so many layers to it, you know?
Yeah.
Did you feel like you guys had, I don't want to say freedom, but I guess how true to the script did you guys stay, and how much of it was kind of improv and found in the magic of filming?
I think it was like a really balanced mix of all of it, because improv was so important. The world of these characters feeling real and accessible was very important. You know, it had to feel like you were just plopped into a pre-existing universe. But at the same time, because the writing was so good, because it was written by such a fantastic playwright,
right.
We really honored and cared about the text a lot. So we would always go back to the text whenever in doubt. And then we would kind of feed in, because things move. So the culture we live in moves so rapidly. We would feed in what things that we thought were increasingly relevant, you know, language and phrases and words that we thought were increasingly relevant or funny, or jokes or memes that were like passing, that like would still be relevant by the time the film came out.
Well, Amandala, thank you so much for joining us here at Midnight in Miami. It was a blast to get a chance to kick it with you. I congratulate you on all your success. And everybody, please watch Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. Absolute phenomenal film. Thank you again for joining us.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Me too.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy, Gamero, the Pharaoh, the poor man's Robert De Niro. You know what I'm talking about. We are joined by a powerhouse of an actress today. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my absolute honor to be able to introduce from Borat 2, from Bodies, 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 from a plethora of films. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Maria Bakalova in his house. Maria, thank you so much for joining us for the first time ever here at Midnight in Miami. How are you?
Oh my God, what a great energy. I don't want to match it right now, but I don't think I will be able to. This is incredible. I don't think I've ever experienced something like that. Now I'm feeling great and ready to go.
That's what I'm talking about. It's Miami, you know what I'm saying? It's an energy hit. You know what I'm saying? As soon as we start, we got to get it going. But thank you so much for joining us. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you being with us today. I mean, let's just jump right into it. I want to ask, how was your experience when you first heard the news that you have been cast in Bodies, Bodies, Bodies?
Oh my God, it was incredible. I think the first time I felt confident that it's happening was right before the Golden Globe nominations. And I was freaked out about the nominations because everybody was like whispering around, it's tomorrow, it's tomorrow, it's tomorrow. And this happened. And I got so distracted that, okay, I have something for me and I have something to put all my energy and attention to. So I felt incredible. And I've been dreaming about working with A24 for a pretty long time. So having this on the table, I was like, yes!
Oh, you gotta love it. You gotta love it. What is it? What was it like working with A24? It's such an individualistic company. Talk to me about that.
They're so unique. They're so contemporary in the way they think, in the way that they create their content, in the way that they know how to bring together people that will be completely dedicated to their craft, from PAs to actors to DPs to design to transportation. Just everybody's like in the film, like fully on interested in the content that we're creating. So it's been just spectacular, because it wasn't an easy shoot to do. It was mostly during the night, it was in a cold weather, and the pleasant part of it was that you got to work with people that were just very great in their jobs, and they were nice people, and you create a family somehow.
Oh, I love that. Every single week, you know what I'm saying, we have three segments here in Midnight in Miami, but I'm going to hit you with one, and that's the quest for the truth. And in this segment, I ask a random, emphasis on the word, random question from this here book. I don't know what it's going to be, but here we go. Okay. All right, okay. If you could have a free telephone line to any one person in the world, who would it be?
Oh, I'm not sure I understand the question, though.
So if you could only speak to one person on the telephone for the rest of your life, who would it be?
Oh, that's hard.
It's hard. It's a toughie. It's a toughie.
I'll become Switzerland, and I'm going to say you.
I like it. Oh, I like it. I like it. And I'll give you, you know what I'm saying? I'll give you phenomenal intros every morning so you get up with a lot of energy. Oh, I love it. What was your initial reaction when you read the script and you got, without giving too much away, what was your initial reaction when you, there's so many times in the script that you think, oh, it's going to be this, this is what's going to happen. And then it just turns the car around and it's like, no, that's not happening. What was your initial reaction when you read the script and there were so many twists and turns?
Well, that's the beauty of the script that Sarah Delap has written, that it just keeps you guessing until the last page. And you're like, well, okay, I'm two pages ahead of before we are entering ending. And like, who did it? Who started it? There. And then you realize that, what? I would have absolutely never guessed that. So it's been just very well written, very well making you guess up until the last moment, and you will still never guess.
Exactly. You will never guess who it is. Or, yeah. What was the most challenging scene for you to film, and why?
Oh, my God. Definitely, there was one day that we filmed through the whole night under a hurricane. My character spent a lot of time under the rain and the wind. So it was very challenging to stay up there because it's cold, my God. And when you put together wind and rain, the rain becomes like little rocks that are hitting you. And
oh,
you have so many clothes that are soaking wet and it's just cold. But well, here we are. Just let's enjoy it at the end of the day. So physically was definitely a challenge to do.
Wow. I would be remiss if I don't at least mention or ask. The news are out. You have been cast. You know what I'm saying? A little small indie film by the name of Guardians of the Galaxy. What can, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure that it's very little, but what can you tell us about this project?
I can tell you that that's going to be the third installment of the franchise.
Okay.
I've been a fan of the previous two movies. I've been a fan of James Gunn's work he's done in every universe possible. And these people are so incredibly talented. The story, it's beautiful. So I'm excited for people to see it, because when I saw the trailer at Comic-Con, I cried.
Oh.
And it's just, yeah, it's just beautiful to see it.
Wow. I do want to know, out of the entire cast of Bodies, 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 who would you say is most like their character and least like their character?
I think we all have bits and pieces from our characters. I think I'm the least likely as my character because she's so freaking mysterious and so and so private. When she speaks, she's thinking about the things that she's saying. With me, it's like, no, no filter. It's just going straight out of my mouth. Believe it. I think Mahala pretty much has taken all the good qualities of Jordan, because she is organized and she is hardworking. She's super smart. So I think in this way, Mahala probably feels the most like her character, because she is disciplined and she is organized. So, yeah.
Wow. Okay. Okay. And I do want to, before we start wrapping up, I do want to ask one last question. Maria, if you could tell anything to the Maria from, let's say, 10 years ago, before coming over here, before a lot of opportunities unfolded before you, what would you tell her with all the knowledge that you have today?
You know, probably the right answer to say that is, don't worry, it will be fine. That's, I guess, what most of the people will say if they've had my experience. I think I would say her, just keep going, keep working harder and harder, and just keep dreaming, because dreams are possible and they're achievable. If you dare to dream about these things, you are definitely capable of achieving them. So keep dreaming and keep working hard, because if you put together good discipline and faith, you'll get there.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, we had an absolute powerhouse of an episode with an absolute powerhouse of a talent, Maria Bakalova. The people, you know what I'm saying, there's rows, the people, they clamor. I'm telling you, there's thousands and thousands, and there's posters of you over here. It's crazy, I'm telling you. Thank you so much for joining us, Maria. I truly, truly appreciate it. Please make sure to catch Bodies, an absolute phenomenal film. Maria, again, thank you so much for joining us here at Midnight in Miami.
And I have to completely second my thought. Yes, I'm choosing you to be the only person to call me. You're amazing. Thank you for the greatest energy, and have the happiest day and night. Oh,
that makes me so happy. Thank you so much, Maria. Have a great day.
Yeah.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy Gamero, the Pharaoh, the poor man's Robert De Niro. You know what I'm talking about. I am oh so very ecstatic to be able to be joined by none other than Mahala Harold in the his house. Mahala, there's thousands, there's the people, they clamor, there's posters. It's a whole thing over here, you know? How are you today? Thank you so much for joining us here at Midnight in Miami. How are you?
Oh my gosh. I mean, after that intro, how could I not be fantastic?
You know, we out here, we trying. I heard there was a little premiere event last night. Talk to me a little bit about that. How'd that go?
Yeah, it was a dream. I mean, we were in the park. People were sat out on their towels. We had music and vibes, and
oh my God.
We saw the film, and it seemed like everyone had a really good time. So yeah, it could not have gone better.
Oh, I love that. Watching a film at the park, it's like a scene out of The Notebook. I love it. was that the first time that you had watched the film?
No. I've seen the film a few times. I saw it in its first rough sort of iteration without any music or any sound, and then I saw it again in a theater when it was like done, and that was like mind-blowing. We saw it at South by Southwest, which was our first like massive live audience, and that was crazy. So this is the second time that I saw it with like a big audience of people who weren't just like tastemakers and journalists, and you know what I mean? So it was really nice to see it with like the people who are gonna watch the film, you know what I mean? It was great.
What was kind of like that experience to kind of step back and see the entire masterpiece in its entirety? You know, when you're working in it, I feel like you're so zoomed in into the crannies and the, you know, every nook and cranny and the details. But what was it like kind of seeing the big picture? Does it get you pumped up? Does it get you emotional? What was that like?
Yeah, you know, when we were filming this, we could not have understood the grandeur that was possible. Like, I think at least for me, I'll speak for myself, I was not expecting it to have the mainstream commercial impact that the film now does. So I think I was just shocked at how accessible it was. Like, I was not expecting it to be this funny. Like, I
Oh
did not know that we were making a comedy. I didn't
my
know. I mean, I
God.
knew that it was funny, but like, I didn't know how funny it was because when we were making it, it was all so real. But honestly, reality is hilarious. Watching people go through terrifying things is pretty funny.
Oh
So I
yeah.
think the biggest shock or surprise, pleasant surprise, was that I was like, oh, this is like a funny film that people are going to want to go see with their friends, and they're going to, talk about it. They're going to play this game, bodies, bodies, bodies. And
100%.
yeah, that was pretty cool.
Oh, I'm already talking to my friends. I'm like, yo, let's go to Orlando, Disney trip. We play bodies, bodies, bodies. It's a vibe. You know what I'm saying? Great segue into my next question. I do want to ask, this movie has been heralded as a horror comedy. Would you describe this as a horror film with comedic undertones, a comedy film with horror undertones, or do you think it kind of does a good job in playing that 50-50 line?
Great question. I think this is. All right, here we go. I'm going to say none of the things you just said to me.
Story of my
Right?
life.
I would call this a modern day whodunit with comedic and horror elements.
Okay.
Because in some moments it feels like a drama, in other moments it feels like a straight comedy. But the whole thing is trying to figure out who done it. You know what I mean? So I
Yeah.
feel like it's like a, like our director says, it's kind of like Lord of the Flies meets Mean Girls with like a modern Clue structure.
I
So it's
love
kind of
that.
hard to say, but I feel like all of those things matter. So all of that, I think, is what I would say.
I love that. I love that. Ladies and gentlemen, every single week, you know what I'm saying? We have three, I said three segments, but for this show, we're gonna have one, and that's the quest for the truth. And in this segment, I'm gonna ask a random, emphasis on the word random, question from this here book. And here we go. Let's see what happens. Okay. Oh, this is a good one. If you were stranded on a deserted island and could only have one piece of music to listen to, what would it be? Oh, the groan of the test. I love it.
I can't with these one song questions. I'm a music person. I love music. I need music. So this is so hard for me to answer. 'Cause what if I get sad on this deserted island? I'm gonna need sad
Right.
music. What if I'm like, I need to be hype? I'm gonna need hype music. So that's
That's
really hard.
oof.
You know? Okay, but I'm just gonna go ahead and say what's at the top of my current
Yeah,
playlist.
what are you vibing to right now?
I mean, we have to go Beyoncé, Break My Soul, period.
Ooh, okay. Banger. Absolute banger. Okay. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Great answer. I want to ask, and I've been asking this to most of the cast, so it's interesting to see everybody's different opinions. Who would you say is most like their character and least like their character?
Maria is definitely least like her character. B is pretty shy and new, and she's not very courageous, and Maria is extroverted and loud and unafraid to say what she wants to say. So I'd say she's the least, and in many ways we are all we injected so much of ourselves into these characters, so we're all similar in some ways, and maybe the best and the worst parts. But I'm gonna have to go ahead and be real and say I am probably the most like Maria.
Girl, you have some looks in that movie. I was in my seat like, oh my God. Oh, it was so good. So
Yeah,
good.
my friends and family know that look. I'm sorry, I love you guys.
Oh, I've been method acting for a minute now, you know? Oh, that's absolutely beautiful. I want to ask, what was one of the most challenging scenes for you to film and why?
Yeah, one of the most challenging, and for me, and I think many of us, one of the most exciting scenes to tackle, is at sort of the penultimate moment, the 11 o'clock hour, moment of the film, there's a confrontation between four of us, and
I'm getting hyped. Just, I'm getting hyped right now. I'm getting hyped
on the
right
page, this scene is 13 pages long, no cuts. And it's where all of us sort of finally are honest and air out all of our dirty laundry. And it includes, some harsh truths being told. There's some stunt work. There's some props. I don't want to give too much away.
You're walking on landmines over here.
Right. Yeah. We move from room to room. So that one was really fun because it required us to use every single chop that we had. There was high emotion, high comedy, high drama, absurdity, and then physicality. Like we're, jumping on top of each other and rolling on the floor. And there was just a lot. And so that one was really exciting to me because I have a background in theater and that was what I was used to, long scenes and no camera. You just have to do it right the first time and the only time. And it really requires that kind of preparation. So I was super excited to have so much time across 13 pages with four other actors to really dig into all of the intensity of each relationship. And filming it was particularly fun because our DP, Jasper Wolf, who's a genius, he did everything in one take. We did the whole scene every time, one take, and he just followed us, like literally, quite literally, was running around the room following us, catching whatever he felt inspired to catch. Probably a nightmare for our editor, but bless him, good job. So that one was really, really fun and a huge challenge that we were all excited to get on top of.
Wow. Marhala, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. Ladies and gentlemen, please catch Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. Marhala, thank you so much for joining us at Midnight in Miami. An absolute blast to kick it with you. You are oh so very kind and oh so very talented. That theatrical background, I can see it on the screen, girl.
So much.
Thank you so much, and thank you for taking the time out today. It really means the world. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy Gamero, the Pharaoh, the poor man's Robert De Niro. You know what I'm talking about? Bald, but still beautiful. I am oh so very ecstatic to be able to be joined by a powerhouse of an actress today. Not only an actress, but a comedian. Ladies and gentlemen, the woman that I have before me, you know what I'm saying, is a powerhouse of talents. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my absolute honor to be able to introduce for the first time in Midnight in Miami Studios, we have Rachel. Rachel Selleck!
Oh my God.
Oh my God is right. How are you, Rachel? Thank you so much for joining us.
I'm so good. That was the best intro I've ever gotten. It was amazing.
I try. I try. I really do try. Thank you so much for joining us. How are you? How's everything going?
I'm great. I mean, we just had our New York premiere last night. It was so fun watching the movie with this big audience. I think it's a movie where you want to hear people laugh, scream, everything. So it's very fun to be surrounded by those reactions.
Okay, yes, I was told, you know what I'm saying, by a couple little birdies that it was at the park. It was an outdoor environment. Talk to me about that.
It was fun. It was very, I think it's a summer movie also. And I think it's the perfect time. It's in the movie. It's summer. It's summer right now. It's a wild party movie. I think it's just fun and you want that communal watch experience.
Oh yes, 100%. I want to ask, I got a chance to watch the screening a couple days ago. First of all, amazing work. I just want to say your comedic relief is phenomenal.
Thank you.
I was cracking up a storm. So thank you for that phenomenal performance. I wanted to ask, it has been labeled as a horror comedy, and I wanted to see what your input was. Do you think that it's a horror comedy? I'm sorry, a horror film with comedic undertones? Do you think it's a comedy film with horror undertones? Or do you think that it does a good job in kind of like playing the fine line 50-50?
I think it plays the fine line. It's a combination of genres that I think, I mean, it's horror, but it's also kind of mystery, whodunit. It's very, like, Clue is a movie that I think of. And it also was funny. So I think it really, Helena, the director, and Sarah Dunlap, the writer, did such a good job kind of creating, like, Sarah wrote the script where you read the lines and you're like, is that funny? Is that serious? And then Helena directed us in this way where we committed to everything. Even if it's a joke, you're not reading it as a joke. You're playing it seriously.
Yes.
Committed. And I think that kind of created this very interesting balance of genre and tone.
I want to say your commitment to those lines. I mean, really, that's where the comedy lies. It's your commitment to the lines, you know, because you can see if somebody's kind of forcing it, it comes off a little bit cheesy. That was not the case whatsoever with you or with the entire cast. Speaking of the entire cast, who would you say is most like their character and least like their character?
Ooh, I think everyone brings a little something of themselves to their character. I felt so blessed to be working with such an amazing ensemble. Like, everyone is so talented, so kind, gracious, funny, fun to be with. And I think that, but also so different. And so I think everyone brought a little bit of themselves, but at the same time, I think everyone is different, has something different from their character. I mean, I think Maria is the most different from her character because V is so quiet and silent and kind of an outsider from the group, when in reality, Maria is so fun, talkative, like very bubbly, and you can, she's in the group, you know what I mean? You want to hang out with that. So I would say she's probably the most different, but overall, I think everyone brought something of themselves to the character.
Very cool. What was your initial reaction when you first read the script? You know, at least from the audience perspective, you think, all right, this is where the movie's going to go. It's following a certain, you know, a little frame, and then it just swerve, you know what I'm saying? It goes the complete opposite way. You never know. Just when you think you figured it out, you didn't. What was your initial reaction when you first read the script all the way through till the end?
I was surprised. The end really got me. And I was almost like pissed at myself for not knowing. Right. But then I was kind of like, well, that's how I know it's good. Because if I guessed it, you know, I wasn't able to guess it. So that was nice. But yeah, it caught me off guard for sure.
Wow. Every single week, you know what I'm saying, we have three segments here at Midnight in Miami, but I'm going to hit you with one, and that's the quest for the truth. And in this segment, I'm going to ask you a random question from this here book of questions. I don't know what it's going to be, but here we go. All right. Okay, here we go. Okay. If you were to pick a moment in history when, all things considered, the world was better off, which would it be?
I'm like 2010.
Oh, it's a vibe. 2010 was a vibe.
Right before COVID. I'm like, whenever I was in middle school or high school, it seemed like things were great. Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to tell. Sometimes I wonder if I'm like, does it always feel like the end of the world? Because it feels that way now, but has it always felt that way?
Right.
I'm not sure. I think we've made progress in a lot of ways that I wouldn't want to go back.
Okay, there we go.
But it also feels like COVID, a lot of stuff going on. Whenever I watch the news, I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
So it's a tough call. 2014.
I like it. Good year. World Cup year. What was the most challenging scene for you to film and why?
I think anything with the water was hard because it was so cold and you really physically have to, you're not acting about the water hitting you. That's real.
That's real.
I think that was physically challenging. And then I think like, emotionally, the scene in the gym with Greg, I think that was the first scene we filmed it pretty early on, where I was like, whoa, this is the tone of the movie. But kind of adjusting to that was a little it was challenging, was a little scary, but it all ultimately felt good because you were like, we figured it out. We know where we're going.
Yeah, no, you guys set the stakes like in a perfect tone for that scene. It really sets the tone for how serious it is and how it kind of shifted. That's, in my opinion, where everything shifts as far as like, you know, it just got real, you know?
Yeah.
What was your initial reaction when you saw the film for the first time? You know, I wanted to know, you get so involved, you know, you look at the details of like I said, the nooks and crannies of it all. What was it like kind of stepping back and seeing the entire project?
It was really special. We got to watch it together as a cast. I don't know if everyone was there the first time, but we had like a couple people from the cast, and to be together and watch it and see, because it's one thing, the script, then you shoot it and that's another thing, and then you edit it and it's a whole other thing. So I think to see what parts made it in the movie and kind of remember things was together was very special. And I was excited because I'm really proud of it, and I'm proud of everyone who was a part of it. So I think I was really happy.
As you should be. You should be extremely proud. What was your experience working with A24 like?
I mean, they're amazing. I think they really allow filmmakers to do their own thing. Mm-hmm. And they really like, they, this isn't, they, I knew it wasn't going to be your typical like young adult movie, or there's nothing like basic or boring about it. And so I think, and I noticed that on set, because they really allow the filmmakers and the cast and the writers and everyone freedom. And I think that's what gives them such amazing results.
Wow. Rachel, thank you so much for joining us today. An absolute powerhouse of an episode. Can we please give it up for Rachel Selley? Rachel, there's thousands of people here. You know what I'm saying? The people, they clamor. There's posters. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of, you know what I'm saying, paper mache. It's a lot of things. Thank you so much for joining us at Midnight in Miami. It's been an absolute pleasure. Please check out Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. An absolute phenomenal film and an absolute phenomenal performance. Rachel, thank you again.
Thank you so much.
I hope you have a wonderful day.
You too. This was so fun.
Thank you. I'm glad. Have a great day.
Bye.
It gets real with Ali Wan and ill. Get locked into me.